Welcome back to Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. Digital health, the catch-all term for everything from electronic healthcare records to online medical payment systems to fitness apps for smartphones. It's also an industry projected to be worth some $30 billion over the next decade. One of the reasons why this morning, Governor Charlie Baker announced the launch of a new public-private partnership that looks to make Massachusetts a center for digital healthcare. It's a role he said the Commonwealth is uniquely suited to play.
Many of the building blocks that ultimately translate into what we think of today as a digital healthcare sector already exist here in Massachusetts. And a big objective of this initiative, this public-private partnership, is going to be to tie those strands together in innovative ways so that we can make Massachusetts a global leader in this emerging field.
Joining us now with more is WBUR's Kurt Nikisch. He was at the announcement. Kurt, good to see you again.
Glad to be here. Thanks.
Okay, so first of all, what is the focus of Governor Baker's... Let me start again. Break down the new initiative. What's he trying to do?
Well, essentially... there's a lot of opportunity here to apply computer technologies to the existing network of doctors and nurses and scientists and make them more effective and productive. That's the $30 billion over the next 10 years. So what Governor Baker is doing is saying that the state and hospitals and the private sector are going to work a lot more closely together to figure out how they can make everything work together so that more companies can come out of this area to actually address this opportunity.
Mm-hmm. And so how is there a lot of money that's going to go along here with the new initiative?
There's no money, at least not yet. Although House Speaker Robert DeLeo was there at the announcement, spoke in favor of this. So there was clearly a political signal that there is will to support this in some sense. But they're going to save the announcement on the actual amount of money for later. And of course, this sounds a lot like that $1 billion life sciences mm-hmm. initiative. Governor Baker, I don't think, is going to be a $1 billion guy. So that's what a lot of the people in the room there were waiting to hear. But there's clearly a lot of specific things that the state wants to do. And they think that they can actually make a big difference by trying to make everything work together better, even if they don't put a lot of capital behind it.
Okay. So give us a sense as to a little more of what you were just talking about, the role that state government could be in this initiative.
Yeah. So they just see the fact that they can make some things happen that haven't happened already. For instance, the state will put $250,000, so this is a little bit of money, towards space at the Startup Accelerator in South Boston, Mass Challenge, for digital health startups to work out of. So they're helping with space. They also want to help universities come up with sort of a standard template for bringing technologies out of labs to startups so that startups don't have to go to law firms over and over and write up these licensing deals, but come up with sort of a standard thing that everybody can use and sort of save them time and money up front. So it's those kinds of details that they're really focusing on at this point.
Mm-hmm. And I wonder if we have a little bit more of tape here from the governor, because he talked about more of his view of the role that state government would be playing.
What we want to be basically is a point of leverage. We want to be a player who helps them leverage the things that they're already thinking about and pursuing. That's where we can really be helpful. There's a lot of interesting stuff going on in Massachusetts. I'm a much bigger believer that we should be an enabler across a lot of institutions and enterprises and organizations.
So that tape echoing what you were just saying there, Kurt. I wonder if there's also this sense that, you know, the governor talked about how we've got the building blocks to be a leader in digital healthcare earlier. So do we want to lure more of that business to the state, more entrepreneurs here as well?
Yeah, well, what we haven't talked about yet is San Francisco and mm-hmm. Silicon Valley, and actually New York is a place that's doing a lot. But Massachusetts feels like, look, if you look at the research institutions and you look at the startup sector and the fact that you walk from Kendall Square to Beacon Hill to the State House by foot, that there's just all the pieces are here and that you should be able to take a real lead in that. The big thing I think that's a question is money. So venture capital is sometimes sort of scared of this space because it's a new market. They don't always understand biology. There's a lot of movement in biotech, and then there's a lot of movement in other kinds of consumer technologies. But digital health isn't necessarily a place where all the venture capital firms here have a lot of expertise and are raising money. So that's definitely a big elephant in the room, but they feel like at least if they can get all the other pieces going, the money will follow, or at least companies that start businesses here because they feel like they can work with a hospital to do a pilot project, they can still go somewhere else to get money but come back and actually do everything here.
I see. So give us a sense for how people who are currently in Massachusetts and in the industry feel about today's announcement.
Yeah, so they were the money question's there, right?
Right.
But I did get to speak to Jacqueline Tong. She's a 38-year-old CEO of a digital health startup. It's 2 years old. Called Clio Health. And she said that she was really encouraged by this because it just showed that people understood the sector, that the state and the industry want to do something about it, and they communicated it. And that was important to her. Here's what she had to say.
And I think one thing that's clear is that through the Digital Health Partnership, Digital Health Cluster Initiative, I think that startups will be able to know more about what's happening outside Boston and see that there are other institutions that can actually be perhaps more indicative of the national healthcare environment outside of the Boston area as well.
And she's not talking San Francisco and New York. She's actually talking Springfield. So UMass Medical is part of this partnership too. And so the fact that they're trying to leverage healthcare systems across the region to make everything work, the signal has been sent. Now they're going to wait and see about the money.
That's WBUR's Kurt Nikisch talking to us about Governor Baker's announcement today of a new digital healthcare initiative for Massachusetts. Kurt's WBUR's business and tech reporter. Thanks as always.
You got it.